Hey everyone, you're listening to Hobosode number 21. Today is, it's April 16th, 2017. And today's going to be an exciting show, or maybe it won't be. I was looking through my page of prank call ideas, and it looks like I have one here. It says, call people from a local cell phone store, tell them that someone is in the store pretending to be them, and you just need to confirm. And in the end, I should decide that the person that I called is the fake one, and the one in the store is the real one. I don't know when I wrote that down, but it looks like it's been in here for a while, so I think that sounds like fun, and we're going to try that out today. See how it goes. By the way, today's show is sponsored by Rhapsody Man 2000, who's been a longtime supporter of the PLA. Thank you, Rhapsody Man 2000. Your deeds will not go unnoticed, and you will be spared in the uprising when it happens, after we announce the dates. So I'm going to use this old list that Freak Show Steven sent me back in May of 2016. It looks like I've used a few dozen numbers off of this list already for some other show that I did in the past, like way back then. But there are hundreds left. It's a homeowners association list, and it includes names, addresses, landlines, and cell phone numbers for everyone. It says there's 293 numbers. So thank you again for that, Freak Show Steven. I've been holding on to this list for almost a year now, and I'm finally going to put some more of these numbers to good use.
Hello?
Hello, Ruth?
Yeah?
Hi, this is Bob Dabalina from the AT&T store here in town.
Yeah.
And I'm just calling to confirm that you want to order these four iPhones on your account. Four new iPhones with four new phone lines.
Oh, hold on. I have to give this to my husband. I don't know nothing about it.
Oh, okay.
Hold on.
All right.
Did you order some iPhones?
No.
Here, go on there.
Hello?
Hello, Werner. I'm calling from the AT&T wireless store here in town. And I'm just, there's a, Ruth is in the store right now, and she wants to get five iPhones, and it says on here we have to call and confirm with you.
No, that's not me.
No, it's not you, it's Ruth is in the store right now. We've got Ruth here in the store, and she's buying some iPhones and adding lines to your account.
To my account? No, I don't want any lines to my account.
Well, do you know Ruth?
No, who is that?
You don't know who Ruth is? It says here that she's your wife.
No. My wife is home. She's here.
Oh, no, we've got Ruth in the store.
No, she's here.
Oh, no, you're wrong.
She's sitting next to me. She's sitting next to me.
Oh, no, I don't know who you're talking about, but we've got Ruth here in the store.
No, you don't. My wife, Ruth, is here.
Oh, your wife, Ruth, she wants to order five iPhones and order five extra phone lines on the account with international dialing.
No, it's impossible. She is here with me, sir, at home.
Oh, sir, look, I think that might be an imposter there.
Yeah, I think so.
No,
you got the wrong person.
At your house, that's not Ruth. Ruth's here in the store.
She is not in the store.
She's
here.
She's totally in the store.
Are you crazy?
I can see her with my own two eyes. She's right here in front of me. She's signing a contract.
No, you're crazy.
No, I'm not crazy.
That is not rude.
I just don't see what your problem is. We're just trying to hook up new phones.
You do give me a problem. My wife is here. She's not in your store.
Oh, well,
if you see her, you see somebody else.
How could she be in two places
at
once?
Call the police. No, call the police.
I'm not calling the police. She just wants more iPhones on the account.
I don't give a shit. That's not my wife. Hey, what's there?
Hey, we're a Christian organization. Don't curse at me, sir.
If you don't believe me, if you tell me your wife is next to you, my wife is next to you, then you're lying.
Well,
I don't care how Christian you are.
I don't have a wife.
I don't care how Christian you are. You're lying to me. You're lying to me.
I'm not lying, and I don't have a wife. So you're the one that's lying, saying I have a wife and stuff. I don't have a wife. I've never been married.
You're crazy. My wife is here, and that's all.
No, your wife's here in the store, in the AT&T store. She's ordering.
She's not in your store. You're nuts.
She's paying.
You are nuts.
She's paying the bill.
You are nuts.
You're nuts.
She's not in your store. You're dreaming.
You're dreaming, motherfucker.
No, I'm not.
Hey, tell that lady in the background. Hey, sir, hello. Oh, man. I was going to have him tell her to have a nice day, you know? That's what I was going to do. So that one went just about perfectly. I feel like I should just let it go with that one. But nope, I'm going to just run this into the ground and do a couple more. That person responded pretty much exactly how I wanted people to respond, though, and that's the first person I called. So let's see what happens with these next people, Jason and Andrea. It looks like their wireless provider is called US Cellular. That seems to be a popular one in this area.
Hello.
Hello, Jason.
Yeah.
This is Mr. Dabalina from the US Cellular store, and I was just calling to confirm that you wanted these extra phones on your account. You know, Angela's here in the store right now setting up some new phones on the account.
Who is?
Angela is. She's in here putting some new iPhones and a BlackBerry on your account.
No, I don't know who the hell Angela is.
You don't know any... Not Angela, Andrea. I'm sorry, I read the name here wrong.
Andrea's... let me talk to her.
Oh, no, we can't let customers use the store phone, and she's way over there on the other side. I'm just saying, she's in here ordering some extra phones.
I'm telling you, no. I don't know who the hell you are and why... I don't know what you're talking about.
I already told you who I am. I'm Bob Dabalina from the Verizon Wireless store.
I don't give a damn who you say you are. I'm telling you no.
Well,
and I don't have Verizon. I've got US Cellular.
But I know. It's the same thing. We do like several different carriers. I know you're with US Cellular. That's what I said at first, dummy.
No. Jeez. I'm saying it again, no.
What do you mean, no?
I don't know who the hell you are.
I'm not calling to ask your permission. We just have to confirm that you know, this is...
I'm telling you no, you jackass. You fucking listening?
Hey, you don't want to call someone a jackass when they have your account up here in front of them on the screen.
I
you know,
just
I could...
Get off my goddamn phone.
How would you like me to switch all of your... Oh, man. I was going to switch all of his lines to T-Mobile Sidekicks, but he had to hang up on me. These are going really well, you guys. I think I need to do an entire show of this concept. Look, here's another one that's U.S. Cellular, Jeff and Lynn. Hopefully I'll get the name right this time.
Hello?
Hello, Lynn?
Hello?
Lynn?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Mr. Dabalina from the U.S. Cellular store. And I'm just...
Okay.
I'm calling to confirm... it says we're supposed to just let you know that Jeff is in here right now. He's getting some new phones on the account. He's getting one of those new T-Mobile Sidekick phones on your account.
No, he's not.
Well, yes, he is. That's what I'm calling to tell you. He's right here in the store, and he wants to get a new T-Mobile Sidekick.
Well, I'm sorry, but that is not the case because he's right next to me.
Oh, no, he's not there. He's here in the store, ma'am. You're mistaken.
Oh, no, I think you're mistaken.
Oh, I think you're mistaken, ma'am. What's your problem? I'm... Oh, no. Damn it, Lynn. Why'd you do that? Now I have to call one more person. And that's going to be Bob and Kim. They're with AT&T Wireless.
We're sorry. This person is dead.
Aww.
Please hang up and give a moment of silence.
That's too bad.
PLA.
Oh, well, let's move on to the next one. And they are with, oh, shit. Who are they with? They're with AT&T Wireless.
Hello?
Hello, Gary?
Yes.
Hey, it's Mr. Dabalina from the AT&T Wireless store, and I've got Mary in here. She's just ordering some new phones on your account. And
I don't think so.
Well, no, I'm telling you, she's in here. She's ordering some new BlackBerries on the account.
And who is doing that?
It's Mary Rogers. And she just wanted to order three new lines on the account and change the plan around, add more data to it.
No, Mary Rogers is with me right now.
No, you're mistaken. She's here at the AT&T store. She's in here ordering some new phones and stuff.
No, just a minute. This is important. So you have. So are you calling from an AT&T store?
Correct, yes.
And where are you located?
You mean like which address are we at?
What town? Are you in Reedsburg or Baraboo? Where are you calling from?
Baraboo, yeah. Yeah, we're on here on US 12.
No, my name is Gary, and that's in I don't have AT&T. My wife is with me right now. Mary is with me right now.
Oh, are you sure? Could I talk to her just to make sure, that, you know, just see if it's the right voice?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I think we're getting scammed somehow. I mean, you know.
Oh, no, we're not scamming you. We're just trying to sell phones here at the AT&T store. That's all.
Yeah, but are you the employee from the store?
Yeah, I'm Mr. Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina from the AT&T Wireless store.
And you're open on Easter?
Of course we are. We're not a Christian organization, sir. We're open every day.
No, but my concern is I feel like we're being scammed. There's no, my wife is not there buying phones.
I feel like you're trying to scam me because she's definitely here. She's right. She's on the other side of the counter, and you won't even let me talk to the one that's there. I don't think she's really there.
Yeah, you want to talk to my wife?
Sure. Yeah, but I don't like.
There she is.
Okay.
What's going on?
No, this is not her because I would recognize her voice. I don't know who you are, lady, but. You're not going to scam us.
You are so weird. You called us. So what are you talking about?
I know, but he's trying to say you're Mary. You're trying to say you're Mary? Are you saying you're Mary?
I'm not going to say anything to you because I don't know who the heck you are.
Okay, well, you're not going to say anything because you're being all sketchy and stuff. And I don't know what kind of game you guys are trying to play, but I'm just trying to do my job here.
I would like to know why an AT&T store is open on Easter.
Because we're not a fucking church, lady. We're an AT&T store. Like, go drive around.
That's a really nice language you're speaking to me. I'm glad I'm not an AT&T customer.
Well, I don't have to talk nice to scammers. Oh, she's gone. Holy shit, that was a lot of fun. I need to write that down in my notebook. Definitely do more of these on a regular show. Now that I've tried it out on the Hobosode test subjects... my personal guinea pigs, it seems to be working. So we're going to do more of these soon, if I don't forget, which I probably will. But maybe I won't. You never know.
Brad Carter, you beautiful bastard. Dr. Smoothroad here, Patreon supporter, of course.
Of course.
Hey, I just wanted to say, you've been doing an awesome job with your shows lately.
Thanks,
like,
Dr. Smoothroad.
Fucking hey, dude. I'm glad you quit your PI shit.
Yeah,
I hope you're happy.
That shit. Hey, you know what? I ditched another client this week. It's not one that sent me a lot of shit, but they sent me a couple things, and I had to waste a bunch of time on them, and I sent them their results, and I'm like, hey, by the way, I think I'm going to quit. How much notice do you need? And they never even responded to me, but I'm getting rid of more people.
But I'm glad, because more shows, awesome. Anyway, I had a question. I was curious. So, pretty obvious that prank calling is a pretty big passion of yours. Myself, I've got... some passions.
It's just a money-making scheme. It's like a get-rich-quick thing for me, that's all.
Music. But I can, with all my passions, I can kind of trace it back to one specific moment where I did something, you know, like I sat down for the first time at a piano and learned a song, and I was like, shit, this is the shit I want to do
yep.
the rest of my life. So I was curious, did you have a moment like that with prank calling? Like, you're in middle school, and you made your first prank call, and
middle school.
That was the moment you decided you wanted to do that for, like...
Come on, I'm not an amateur. I started in grade school, goddammit.
How many decades now? Jesus, dude.
Like,
anyway,
12.
No, tell me the story. Story time. Okay, bye.
There's no story. I just like making prank calls, that's all. Shit, I just wanted to play a quick voicemail. I didn't think I'd have to think about things here. I don't know. I've always been obsessed with just phones in general, obviously. My parents and babysitter couldn't keep me off the phone, playing on the phone all the time, which sometimes included making phone calls. And then my older brother, he started making prank calls with me at some point in grade school. He may have been in middle school by then, but I'm positive I was still in grade school because I remember prank calling people back in third grade, like just classmates. I would just call them up and fuck with them, and they'd come up to me in school and yell at me for it. Either that or I wouldn't tell them who I was, and I'd get to listen to them talking to their friends about it. And that definitely dates back to at least third grade because I remember in third grade, they had us make like paper phone books for each other, and we all went around class exchanging phone numbers with each other, and I caused some trouble with that phone book. It was fun, but I was doing prank calls before that. Because my brother and I, we had a telephone in our room. Our room was up in the attic. There was a phone up there. We would just go through the phone book and call people, and I don't even remember what we said. I doubt it was very funny. I remember one thing I would do is I would pretend to be a little kid, which was easy because I was a little kid, but I would pretend that I'm lost. You know, where's my mommy? What do I do? I'm at a payphone somewhere. That seemed hilarious at the time, and I remember at some point, still in grade school, because I still had a babysitter at the time, because I remember she yelled at me for this. I mean, she really screamed at me for this. But I thought it'd be funny to call and report my telephone is on fire. Because how am I using my telephone if it's on fire? And I don't know if 911 existed yet back then or not, but all I did was dial 0, and I got the operator on the phone. And I just started screaming, help, help, my telephone's on fire, what do I do? And I slam down the phone, and immediately rings back at me, and I run and hide somewhere. My babysitter picks up and talks to the operator, I guess. And I got a big lecture. That was fun. But I'm not really answering your question. I don't know why I started prank calling. It's just fun. I don't know why I didn't outgrow it. You'd think I would have stopped by now. But nope. Still doing it. My older brother, he quickly grew out of it within like a year or two, even though I kept dragging him back into it. I remember we prank called a lot of people from our church and from the school, and we would just call places around town that we went to. We would call the recreation center where we played basketball and ask for certain employees there and just say crazy things to them. That's the origin, I guess. I just kind of never stopped. I kept doing it all the way through high school and my 20s and my 30s, and what the hell have I done with my life? I think it's mentioned in the PLA book, but I had this giant list of people we had prank called in the bottom of my toy box in grade school, and it was just a list of phone numbers and names and, you know, how their reactions were and if they had an answering machine or not, because answer machines weren't something you found a lot of back then. But I don't think I've ever said I really want to do prank calls for the rest of my life, because I've kind of stopped every once in a while. I'll take a few years off or something. Or have I? Wait, maybe I have never done that. What am I talking about? Holy shit, now you've got me thinking about individual years. I think I could probably list every single year that there is and tell you what prank calls I was making that year. Like 1987, I was doing the What's Your Bid stuff in 1987. I don't think I've ever even played those calls before because they're not funny. It's just us calling over and over into a radio station and saying crazy things live on the air. So, shit, I don't know. I'd forgotten the question at this point. I'm just gonna stop talking. But thanks for calling in with the voicemail, Dr. Smoothrod. And thank you, Rhapsody Man 2000, for sponsoring this episode of the Hobosode. I mean, this Hobosode of the Snowplow Show. However I'm supposed to say that, I don't know. But thank you, Rhapsody Man 2000, and everyone else that's listening to this for supporting the show and making all this shit happen.
Pranks and stuff. They're cool.
Cool.
And they're mischievous. Meet Mr. Krupp. He's not nice. He's mean. That wasn't until the day he saw Hypnoring.
Underpants. Underpants. I like Captain Underpants.
He flies up high in the air. He's not scared. Captain Underpants likes wearing underwear. He also likes fighting crime. Evildoers beware, cause it's superhero time. And lifestyle gets pretty rough. You gotta spend a lot of time fighting mean stuff, like talking toilets and Professor Boomy Pants. When you're done, you do a little victory dance. Paper.